Radio Visions presents Texas Justice. Welcome to another slice of life from a mythical moment in time in the early American West.
I'm a law on a cowpoke, all alone on the trail. I'm a law on a cowpoke, all alone on the trail.
Hank Ballard, Cookie, Jimmy, and the Cowboys have completed the big cattle drive from Texas to the Kansas railhead. There's a celebration going on, but trouble lies ahead.
What's for chow, Cookie?
Well, since it's the last night on the trail, I've fixed up some of my specialties for you boys. Can't let you go into town hungry. Over here, I've got some Joe Booker stew, the kind with the biscuits on top. Only two people know how to make it as good as me, and since they hung the other guy, I've been both of them since.
That's right, interesting, Cookie.
Here I've got a slab of beef. I can cut you off a chunk and chicken fry you a steak that'll have you grinning like a mule eating peaches.
That's fine, Cookie, but all I really
How about some San Antonio chili? This stuff is so good that if I put a bowl of it on the top of your head, your tongue would slap you silly trying to get to it.
That's pretty good, but Cookie,
I've got some prairie chickens that I'm grilling over sagebrush, and here's some white beans with tomato flavor. Around my campfire, you don't hear nothing but the truth and good food a-sizzling. What'll you have?
Golly, Cookie, all I want is some beans and
you big galoot. You always complain when I fix beans and bacon.
And some coffee.
You must be blood brother to a buzzard. Go over there then and sit by the coffee pot. When your stomach starts growling so loud I can hear it from here, I'll bring you something to eat. And don't you whistle neither. You like to turn me deaf from the way you whistle.
But Cookie, all I wanted to
do... Now get going.
I should have let that rattlesnake bite him yesterday. Except it probably would have hurt the poor old snake.
Don't be too hard on the boys, Cookie. They're all anxious to get into town tomorrow. All we got to do is cross the river at first light, and we'll have those critters in the rail yard corral before noon. Then we can pay off the boys and head for home. These Kansas cow towns always look best to me when I'm leaving them.
Hank, you think Judge Watkins will really be there?
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm pretty sure he will be. He's coming back from some business in Chicago. He sent me a telegram back in Calico County saying he was planning to take the train this far and ride back home with us across the prairie.
Seems like it'll be a hard ride for him.
Don't you be fooled by a judge, Jimmy. He was a top hand in his day. He and Cookie were wranglers together before you and most of these hands were born.
Yep, and he would have made a great cowboy if he'd stuck to it. The thing was, he always had a few books in his saddlebag. When the rest of us were sitting around scratching with a stick in the dirt, arguing about the shortest way to town, he was always over by the campfire reading. It were a pity.
Say, Hank, you know that other outfit that had a herd about a day's ride behind us? One of the outriders told me to tell you they hit the river here a couple of miles to the west, but they're still moving their herd closer to us.
Well, we are right at the only ford across the river for miles. I guess they're just trying to get into position to cross after us in the morning. Nothing wrong with that.
He said they're moving in a bit too close. Our cows might get tangled.
Yeah, maybe we better have a talk with him. Get yourself another horse, Jimmy. Yours looks a little winded. After chow, you, me, and Cookie will ride over.
I'll be ready in a second, Hank. I'll just put out these dried apple pies and let the boys help themselves.
Sure is dark tonight.
Yep.
You think that's their campfire over that way?
Most likely.
I don't like riding across open country when it's this dark. Horse might step in a prairie dog hole.
Well, let your horse take the lead, Jimmy. And don't stare at the campfire.
You see those cows we passed, Hank?
What cows?
Whoa. You mean those ones down there in the gully?
What gully? All I see is the campfire way off there.
I told you not to look at that campfire, Jimmy.
You get a look at the brands.
What brands? What cows?
Yeah, and I'm not too happy about it either. That scattergun loaded?
Yeah, Hank. Figure his brother is with him.
Whose brother? What cows?
Jimmy, both Cookie and I know that brand. It belongs to Ned Carter from over in Eagle Valley down New Mexico way.
Ned Carter, the cattle baron?
He calls himself a cattle baron, but he's the next thing to a low-down thieving rustler. You ever meet him, Hank?
No, I've always avoided him.
Why is that, Hank?
I'll tell you why, Jimmy. It's because Hank's afraid Carter would look at him cross-eyed and Hank would have to stomp him into the mud. Ain't I right, Hank?
Yeah, I guess you're right, Cookie.
And you know there's only one way something like that could end, ain't it, Hank?
Yep.
Hank, I can't say you got to learn to control your temper, because you don't exactly get mad. But when something strikes you the wrong way, you do get bullheaded.
But you know the kind of hombre both those fellows are, Cookie. And you know the things they've done.
You don't have to try to correct all the mistakes of the world. Just because that thief and his brother have chased all of the honest ranchers out of Eagle Valley, it don't mean you got to be the one to make it right.
I've stayed away from that fight, and you know it, Cookie. There's always two sides to every fight, and we've only heard the one side. But I guess you're right, Cookie. It isn't our fight.
Yep.
I'm going to go right into that camp and speak to everyone politely. I'm going to ask him politely to keep his cattle out of the way until we get ours across the river in the morning. Then we're going to ride back to our camp politely.
But suppose they ain't polite, Hank?
I'll be as polite as they let me be.
You don't have to take the troubles of the world on your shoulders.
Jimmy, you rein up here and wait. Cookie and I'll find you on the way back.
Whoa.
Cookie, check your scatter gun.
Well, stranger, climb on down off your horse and come on over here. You must be from that herd over near the ford.
And you must be Ned Carter.
Well, you recognize my brand. Well, let's get right down to the licking stick. You're going to have to move your herd so I can cross the ford at first light. We can yell and fuss about this, but in the end, you got to get out.
Ow! Let go of my nose! Let go of my nose!
Hey, you!
Hold it right there, cowboy.
You're pretty fast with your left hand, amigo.
Drop your gun belt, cowboy.
Let go of my brother's nose.
Drop it now, cowboy. You must be Black Jack Carter.
Yeah, I am. That's my brother whose nose is stretched. We're not going...
Come over here by the fire, a little closer to me.
Why?
I want to see your eyes.
Whatever you say, cowboy. Whatever makes...
I heard you shot a sheriff over in Big Falls.
Yeah, I did. I stood trial for that and was found not guilty. It was an accident. Dropped my gun and it went off.
I heard he was shot twice in the back.
Yeah, well, I dropped my gun twice.
You can't just come in here and let go of my nose.
Well, let's get this straight. Me and my cows are crossing the river at first light.
Okay.
Then me and my men are going to need 3 days for our business. If I see your cows on that side of the river before then, I'm going to stampede them. If I see your men, I'm going to run them out of town. And if I see you on that side of the river, I'm going to rope you, drag you back here through the mud. Comprende, amigo?
Yes.
And tell your brother that if I ever see him again anywhere, I'm going to rope him and take him back to Calico County for trial.
But he didn't do anything there. He's never even been to Calico County.
Yeah? Well, when he wakes up, tell him the joke's on him.
Cookie?
If it hadn't been us, you'd have been a goner by now, Jimmy.
It's so dark out here, and I thought I heard something over there.
That might have been us. We rode up a few minutes ago, and we're waiting to see if anyone was following. At least he may have heard us, Hank. He's getting better.
Yep, getting better.
Well, how did it go?
Well, let's just say Hank kicked some sand in their campfire.
Nothing they didn't deserve, and maybe not enough.
Hank knocked one hard case clean over a campfire. It was kind of pretty.
I've been thinking, Cookie. I want to make sure he got what I was saying. Maybe I should go back there and...
No, you don't, Hank. It's that stubborn streak in you speaking. Sometimes you think there's only one way things will turn out, right? And that's your way.
Cookie, he tried to make a joke about shooting a sheriff in the back. There's nothing good about that.
Yeah, you're right about that, Hank.
I'll bet that murderer and sidewinder will never make a joke like that again without checking who might be listening.
Somebody shot a sheriff in the back and got away with it? How did that happen?
One brother shoots him, and the other brother buys the jury, or the judge, or some other lawman. Or he has men ride roughshod over everyone until the trial is over.
The trial?
That's how he got control of Eagle Valley. Jack Carter killed 3 men there, but Ned Carter made sure there was always a trial. And then with either money or threats, he made sure his brother got off scot-free.
Anybody ever do that in Calico County?
Now, Jimmy, not with Judge Watkins there. And I pity the first one to try it.
forward to riding back to Texas with us, Judge?
Yes, I am, Hank, my lad. Across the open land, sleeping under the stars. It'll clear the miasma from your head, sharpen your animal instincts, make a new man of you. Why, I'm even looking forward to Cookie's simple but hearty fare. His primitive cooking style is just what I need to put more sand in my gizzard.
Don't ever make the man mad who fixes your food, Judge.
Oh, no, no, of course not. Say, Hank, maybe your run-in with Ned Carter the other day did some good. Things sure have been quiet in town.
Today's the day he can come in and sell his cows. I was hoping I could finish up my business and be gone by now.
Well, maybe it's a good thing you're still here, Hank. You know, the entire law enforcement establishment has left town?
They have?
Yep, the town marshal decided he had urgent business on his brother's farm. The local justice of the peace resigned. Nobody's seen the county sheriff. And the circuit judge isn't due here until fall.
What happened?
They all heard Ned Carter and his brother were coming to town.
When word got out about what Hank did to the Carter brothers, it helped keep all the local riffraff in line. It's been a pleasant few days here.
Well, things might be starting to change. Look who's riding down the street there.
Well, Hank, his 3 days are up.
But not his brother. And he's right next to him.
Give me that evil eye, fella. You said 3 days.
Shut up. I said you could come into town. I didn't say you could talk to me.
Mister, you knocked me over a campfire with a lucky punch, and I don't even know who you are.
I'm the man who's going to take you back to Texas.
What for?
You're going to answer to Texas law.
But I didn't do anything in Texas. I'm not wanted in Texas. You don't have a Texas warrant on me.
That sheriff you shot, if it had been done in Texas, it would have been against Texas law. That's good enough for me.
You're loco.
You got a fancy rig holding your gun. Either use it or drop it.
Let's get out of the way, Cookie.
He's not gonna draw on you. I told him not to.
I just might.
No, you don't, Jack. We're in a riot here, and we've got witnesses. If this guy lays a hand on you or draws his gun, we'll have the law on him.
That's not going to do me any good.
Be quiet, Jack. We're gonna get off our horses here, go into that bar, and have a drink. Jack's not going to touch his gun, cowboy.
I know he's not. He's not going to draw on me while he's facing me. He's only good at shooting people in the back.
Don't make a mistake, cowboy. Don't talk to me like that.
His brain's as empty as last year's bird nest.
I wasn't ready last time we met. I'm ready now.
Don't do anything, Jack. Remember what I said back in camp.
I can take him.
Well, here's your chance, Jack. I'll turn my back on you like that sheriff over in Big Falls. Try it now, gunman.
Oh, sweet mama and Moses. Hank, how did you know he was going for his gun?
I could see his reflection in the shop window, Jimmy.
It was still pretty close.
That was pretty close to murder, cowboy. There's going to be a trial over this, and I'll see you hang.
Did someone say a trial? Bartender! Bartender! We have to use your establishment for some official business. Pray bear with us. You fellas, place that unfortunate gentleman on yonder pool table. There, there, be careful. Place something under him so he doesn't bleed on the felt. Okay.
Who are you?
Judge Bucephalus Certitude Beauregard Whitefeather Watkins. At your service, sir.
White Feather?
I'm 116th Lakota Sioux, and I'm proud of it.
Look, I sent a rider out for the circuit judge 2 days ago. He should be here later today. We'll settle this then.
There's no need to disturb my eminent colleague. We can handle these contretemps here and now.
I'm taking my brother back to camp now.
Don't disturb the evidence, son.
You don't have jurisdiction here.
I'll take that under consideration. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Preliminary hearing as to the venue of this court. concerning the matter that recently occurred out in the street and left that one lying person lying down face in the dust.
Where'd you get that gavel, Judge?
I always carry it with me. Now be quiet, Cookie. I'm deliberating.
Looks to me like you're just sitting there.
Cookie, court is now in session. I've made my decision. Draw nigh and hearken, all who have business before this honorable court. Whereas, I've been a judge in Calico County so long that the memory of man runneth not to the contrary. Except for Cookie, who's been around since dirt was new.
Why, you old
be quiet, Cookie, I'm still deliberating. Whereas, I can spot a legal principle with the best of them, and better than the most of them. I'm the only man in town with a gavel and a law book, even if it is a Texas law book. Hank Ballard is a well-known Texan from Calico County. His cows are from Calico County. And, Hank, where'd you get your bullets?
Calico County, Your Honor.
All surviving parties, implements, and paraphernalia are from Calico County, Texas. I hereby declare the First Circuit Court of Calico County, Texas, extended to have full and legal venue in trying this unfortunate business. So ordered.
This is a pretty good trial so far.
There's nothing legal about it.
Be quiet. The judge is still deliberating.
I want a real judge. Judge who'll let go of my nose. Let go of my nose.
Now shut up and listen.
The First Circuit Court of Calico County, Texas, is hereby in session. Draw close, be quiet, and pay attention. Hear ye the laws of the state of Texas and Calico County, and be guided accordingly. And if ye be an outlaw or a lawbreaker, if ye be from that litter of runts and weaklings who despise the law, then stand aside and tremble at the majesty of Calico County justice as it unfolds today. We all saw what happened out there just now, and whereas we are interfering with this establishment's business as long as this trial goes on, I therefore find that we can dispense with the formalities of testimony and witnesses and a jury. And I'm going right to the ruling. Quiet. The next hombre that speaks is fined $20. That's better. Hank Ballard.
Yes, Your Honor.
This court rules that you are not the primary cause, nor the secondary cause, nor even the tertiary cause of that poor unfortunate's death. The one who's laying over there on the pool table. And when I call him a poor unfortunate, I'm doing it with all the grace and all the generosity in my soul that I can muster. Because in life, he was a skunk of the purest ray serene.
Well, Your Honor.
Hank, let me explain it to you. A man's life is like a ribbon made up of many threads. Each thread is a deed, for good or evil, that weaves its way into the pattern and color of his life. Every time that varmint kicked a helpless dog, every time he talked back to his mama, and when he got older, every time he stole a horse, all of that added one more vile and ugly dastardly thread to his ribbon of destiny.
You tell him, Judge.
That misshapen and miscolored ribbon became his life. And as ugly as it was, the only way it could end was to be snipped off clean. He did it. He caused it. And if it hadn't been for you, Hank, it would have been someone else. At least you gave him a fighting chance.
That's right, Judge.
Therefore, I hereby rule that the deceased lost his life due to misadventure. He led an evil life and came to a bad end. It's not worth an honest man's bother. And also, he was fool enough to try to draw against Hank Ballard. Has anybody searched the body yet?
He got $20 gold piece and $15 in greenbacks, Your Honor.
Bartender,
What'll it cost to buy a round for the house?
A gold piece and $15 will about cover it, Your Honor. Throw in his boots, and I'll get him buried, too.
So ordered. This court is now adjourned. Hank, I found you not guilty, and that'll hold up in any court, as long as that court is in Texas. Get what I'm saying?
Suits me, Judge. I'm ready to head home anyway.
This trial can't hold water. You haven't heard the last of me. I'm gonna get even. You better never come to New Mexico, cowboy. You cross that border and you're a dead man.
I'm looking forward to the ride home, Hank.
We're never gonna forget this.
Even riding with Cookie may not be too bad.
Now, did I ever tell you I knew him before he had all that hair?
Come on, let's get our horses and get out of here.
Hank, are you going to jail?
No, Jimmy, I'm not.
No one's going to jail.
Well, Ned Carter said it wasn't a legal trial because, well, we're not in Texas. Judge Watkins can't be a judge in Kansas. I don't understand.
Jimmy!
Alone on the trail.
Hank Ballard is Frank Hunt. Cookie is Mark Anderson. Jimmy is Michael Henry. Judge Watkins was performed by Ralph Goodwin. Ned Carter was portrayed by Maury Cagle. Jack Carter was played by Phil Kenya. The Hungry Cowboy featured Mark Bush. The bartender was Alan Beatley. Sound effects were provided by Mark Bush, Marcia Bush, and Barbara Bonet. The ensemble cast provided grunts, groans, and animal sounds. Music collaboration by Alan Beatley and Wayne Hunt. Texas Justice was written by Dave Aim. Produced and directed by Charles Langdon. Radio engineer, Steve Riddell. This has been a Radio Visions presentation. Lee Shepherd speaking.